Shin Nun Ches, and we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We said that a karfif, so if it's not hukaf ladira, an area that's fenced in, that's not for dira, for residential purposes, so if it's more than base asayim, you cannot carry in it, but it runs through like a karmelis. If it's a base asayim or less, which says approximately 15,000 square feet, so then you could carry in it. But the Mechaber says if it's hukaf ladira, the fences are made for dira purposes, for living purposes, for residential purposes, so to speak. Even if it's kalamilim, even if it's huge, several miles, still you're allowed to carry as much as you want inside of it. And therefore, the Ramah says, you look in Siman Tav Aleph, about Stam Ayoras, you have a city that has a fence around it, that's walled in. In the olden days, it was very common, cities are walled in, just like the old city of Yerushalayim. It was very normal, cities are walled in, fenced in. And the question is, can we assume that the fencing or the walls were put up for dira purposes, to protect the houses that are inside, and to support the dira that was going on inside? So indeed, if you look up over there, you'll see that the halacha is that we could assume that when there's a wall around the city, that the houses were there first, it was pasach v'achach hukaf. Afterwards, they made the hekaf around it afterwards to support the houses that were there. It was there for the tashmish dira, for the dira diga purposes of the houses there, and that's how most of our cities are made, the fenced in cities, and therefore, you could carry in the whole city. You could assume that the fence was put there to support the dira of the houses that were already there. Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, this is not halacha, this is a metzius, this is a practical fact, that that's how it was in those days. If the facts would change, and most cities would be built, they take a place there as a fence and put some houses inside of it. Well, if that fence was not made for deer purposes, because at the time, no one was living there, and not necessarily someone planning living there, if you're going to put houses inside of it, you're not going to be able to carry more than 4 amos, because it was hikif, and afterwards, you built over there. So the hekif was not made for deer. Just the metzius was, in olden days, that they usually built houses first, and they put fences around to surround it and to support it. So it's the practical shiloh. Now, the Ramah says, at some Rishayim hold, that any karfif that's samach lebeis that's near your house, it's called hukaf ladira. As long as it's near your house, it's called hukaf ladira, because the reason why it was built was presumably to be used for the people in the houses. Even if it's not built around your house, if it's near your house, it's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're also assuming the house is built first, and after it, this hekaf was put up. And he says, the truth is, that if you go with this shita, it doesn't just have to be near your house. If it's samach le'ir, not only if it's samach lebeisai, but if it's near the city, we could assume any karfif, any fencing that was made of open area near the city was made for the purpose of the people in the city. Indeed, very often it's like that. A city is built, and then there's like a park that's outside the city that's meant for the people from the city to go and take walks over there for the kids to play. And if there's a hekif around the park, we could assume it was not to support the city, and according to the shito, it was good. Because samach lebeisai, samach le'ira is enough. That's automatically getting the status hukaf ladira, even if it's not around your house. But the Ma'aseh is Yesh Cholkim, other Rishayim argue on this. The Mekilim, those who are Mekon, says, automatically the hook of a deer is a guy is a Shri. The Machmirim, it says in the Ma'aseh, says it's a Shema Tosfos. But the truth is really the Pashtus and the Rishayim, and most Achrayim go like this, that the fact that it's near your house or near your city is not going to help you. And if it's not heck of around your bias, it's not good. And you cannot carry there if it's more than Besasayim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achrayim are maskim la'alocha to the Shita. So though the Mishnah Berurah seems to be Machmir on the Shaila, there are those that are Mekon. They say B'Sherem Dov Feinstein, that there's a tziruf to Megel, at least on some level, the fact that a karfif is near the houses or it's near the city. I discussed it once with Moiv Rabbi, Shmuel Kametsky, Shlita, and he felt that, you know, Samach L'ir is hard to make on, but Samach L'bayis is easier to make on. So the Mishnah Berurah sets up as one shiloh of Samach L'bayis, Samach L'ir, and he says at the Chayim HaMachmir, there are those who are Megel, at least on some level, based on the Shem that are more lenient over here. The Bir Aloch has a big arichas over here, about Dir V'Soyar, an area which was like a pen for animals, that's before in the Gemara, that's considered hukaf ladira. And the question is why? Is it because diras behema ishma dira? The fact that animals live there by day and by night, that itself is considered a dira. And even if it's more than a sign, it's considered hukaf ladira, because it's hukaf for the dira of the animals. Or is that not sufficient? But the fact that there's a guard that sits there by day and by night is good enough. The burgundy we discussed in the past doesn't have a guard, mamish kavur there day and night. Here's someone, is there day and night? The fact that maybe that you come in there to check up on a regular basis could be as a heter. We find by a storage place that if people come in on a regular basis to get things from there, it's considered hukaf ladira. If it's in a far out place that people don't stop by regularly, it's not considered hukaf ladira. So maybe that's a svar of here also. The animal pen, even the deer of the animal is not enough to hukaf ladira. And even there's no guard that's there by day or by night, but the fact that people come in constantly to check on the animals, maybe that's also a svar that we call hukaf ladira. So any individual case, a corral, I guess someone have to ask their own shiloh. It's probably not the most common shiloh nowadays. But it could come up, so it's a whole arichus and be a lot about it based on what the Achrenim say about this topic.